Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
Acid Drifter is bringing us back. One of the classics, 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Also, one of the classics. That's the way I prefer to think of myself. That's the story I'm sticking to. Another classic is our good friend Wally Bach. Wally's here with us. And Wally's website is writingabookwithwally.com. Right, Wally?
That's it.
Writingabookwithwally.com.
They can find the results of the interview you and I did on the Age of the Customer book, which for some reason has been getting a lot of views lately.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
And my book, my website, by the way, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. So, no, that's amazing. I'm glad to hear that, Wally. Okay, so long as you don't put my picture up there, I think you're going to have a winner. So, Wally, we're talking about our relationship with books, folks. In the previous segment, we talked about our relationship with any book, any physical book. And I should say, our relationship with the physical book. We talked about the fact that more and more people are going to be using, are requesting digital books. You talked about the fact that a lot of people, and this has been going on for a long time, have wanted audio books. My wife listens to books all the time on her iPhone. But this segment, I want to talk about our relationship just with nonfiction books. And Wally, I'm not just talking about physical or electronic. I'm talking about our relationship with a nonfiction book. Typically, nonfiction, we're looking at things that are more business related or professionally related. What do you think is the future of that?
Well, I think there is a future. Right now, what's happening, and you and I were talking about this on break, is that people reading books reading nonfiction books has declined even more than it had. I mean, for a long time, people, if they bought a book at all, were only about 50% likely to read it.
Mm-hmm.
And about 7%, if they read it, about 70% of those who read it only read the first chapter. And that even is starting to decline. What seems to me to be happening is that books like yours, which marshal a bunch of thought and material and lead you through a thought process, are not getting the kind of readership that they used to get.
Why is that?
I have no idea. I think part of it is generational. I think part of it is the pace that most of the people I see in mid-career are working at.
Mm-hmm.
My father-in-law, he goes back and he says, you know, I made it a point to read a book every
mm-hmm.
month
mm-hmm.
that would make me better. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure people have time to do that right
well,
now.
It's that's part of it, Wally, but I'm going to tell you something else that I think is part of it. And if you think of the word satiated, you know, when you're hungry and you eat a big meal, you become satiated, right? You're full. And
mm-hmm.
and so I believe today all the things that we get shoved in our face online and other, you know, all the different digital deliveries we get, I believe that satiates us in such a way that instead of getting you know, healthy, wholesome information and content, whatever it may be, we're getting chips and cookies and pie and soft drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in other words, look, I'm guilty of this. You can go to both of my websites and read an awful lot about what's in my book, and without buying the book. So, and I tell people that, you know, go learn about this, but the book experience is going to be better than looking around for the different pieces of the book. And I think what happens, I think people say, like you said, I don't have as much time. I'll just go read this 400-word article Jim wrote or Wally wrote or somebody wrote, and then I'll come back and I'll do something again. And then they necessarily don't come back. But if they had the book, they'd get the whole experience.
If they read it.
That's right. No, I agree. But I think that the future of I think one of the biggest shifts that's going to happen is in nonfiction books, physical books. What do you think?
I think there's a lot of things going on here, but basically, I think that's true, because I think if you read particularly literary fiction, you want to read it all the way through. And I think the problem with the business books, and your book is a good example of it, you put a lot of work into it, you put a lot of thought into it, you put a lot of thought into how you presented the pieces in the book. And the book is a synergistic thing. It's not, you can get all the pieces and not have the book, because the book is what pulls it together.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that, we live in an age where people don't take that long form stuff anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's a piece of it.
Even though, Wally, as you know, my chapters are all written to be short. They're intended to be that way. Even so, you're right. What you said is correct. Go ahead.
What I think is happening, though, in those books is we've gotten so used to getting a little piece and a little bit there and a little bit in essence and a little bit of that. It's the pace and the little pieces, and it's the fact that they're all little pieces that turns mm-hmm. them into junk food.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought that's a great analogy. You're, instead of getting the rich stuff, mm-hmm. you get...
The nourishing, I don't think I'm being a partisan here, Wally. I believe you'll be more nourished with a book than you will with a bunch of blog posts. But what do you think, Wally?
Absolutely. Well, I tell that to bloggers who want to write a book.
Yeah,
I say,
exactly.
Don't just throw your blog posts into a file.
Yeah.
Turn them into a book, which means put some stuff between them and some interpretation.
Got to go, Wally. Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.